I don't know what you've heard about Chief, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Get by the channel ASAP. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about Chief, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Who gives a f*** about Swift and Kelsey? It's the afternoon JUB.
That's right, 2:39 on a Tuesday, and every Tuesday we talk to the commander. We talk to one-third of the morning musers, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, and the Marconi winner, George Dunham and Ham. I believe we have a sponsor, do we not?
Globe Life.
Yeah, so let's go live for instant reaction, or somewhat instant reaction, to the Cowboys trading for Quinnen Williams. Hi, Jubb.
Hey, sweet spot. How we doing?
We were hoping you were taking a nap until about 5 minutes ago, and you didn't know about the trade, and we could tell you about it in real time.
I just found out about it, a few minutes ago, and okay, interesting. Okay, if you look at it, like I think it was Clarence Hill that broke it down. Would you give Micah Parsons and whatever the what was it, a later round pick to Green Bay for Quinnen Williams, Clark, and a number one pick? Yeah, you'd at least think about it, wouldn't you?
It would feel better. Yes, if you got back Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams, a first this coming year, and you give up Micah, Mozzie, and a second rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels more fair.
I mean, it's at least debatable. Now, you may still say, no, I'm not trading Micah Parsons. He's far too valuable as a pass rusher, and I wouldn't doubt that, but, okay.
Well, now you have three defensive tackles all making north of $20 million on the books next year, and I'm guessing there's going to be some restructuring, and Quinnen Williams, and hopefully Jerry learned a lesson, if this guy's as good as he should be, or what he's graded out on Pro Football Focus the past few years, if you wanted to extend him, get him done sooner rather than later. Don't let this drag out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Cowboys would never do that.
No. They learn from their mistakes, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, as it relates to this year, I think this season may be too far gone. It gives you a path to, at least better football in the second half of the season. I know there's a few more games than, I guess, directly half, but okay.
And that's kind of what I've been getting at since really training camp. I don't think anyone had extremely high expectations for this team in 2025, but I just said, I want to be entertained by the Cowboys this year. I want to have emotions.
And we were up until the Denver game.
Right.
I was.
Yeah. Right. You can still have a bad football team, but still have an entertaining product. When you have a good offense, it gives you something to be excited about, if it can keep you in games. And that's what just really sucked about last night's game, is the offense was bad. Of course, the defense is bad. And, you know, Sean and I are doing show prep today, and we're talking about, you know, what we're just going to spend a couple hours on the game, and it was just a boring game, and there wasn't much to talk about, and you just look forward to, you know, even when you're playing bad teams, it's just like it almost feels like a chore. But with this trade, it at least gives me something to look forward to for even this year. I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs, but it at least gives you entertainment
value.
It's
a more watchable product.
Right.
Yes, much more watchable. Now, are you guys in any way kind of freaked out by the blinking light on offense now? That's 2 weeks in a row. And it may be that some teams are starting to figure out how to play the Cowboys, and maybe this offensive line is worse than we thought.
Well, your tackle situation, I've never thought it was good. And last night, Steele gets benched, and I think rightly so. And Guyton is still a giant question mark as far as his future. That could be a blinking light when it comes draft time. Like, I hate to say they might spend another high pick on a tackle, but it's looking like a real need at this point. But yeah, you're right. There's probably a good chance that people have seen all the Clayton Adams stuff that we saw in the first handful of games, and they've reacted to it. Now, on the other side, Denver's defensive line is incredible. And, dude, that Walter Nolan last
man.
Night, that guy's going to be a giant problem moving forward.
Yes, he is. He was really good last night. But I just think, you know, with coverage that they've seen, you know, Javonte Williams had a decent game last night, but at the same time, they didn't run the ball as effectively as they did with the first on that first drive. So, yeah, I'm starting for the first time this year, kind of wondering about what's going on with the offense. But okay, I was so out on the season after last night's game. Yep. But after today, I'm thinking, okay, then get DeMarvian Overshown back, and Donovan Wilson back. Maybe the defense could at least be decent. No, not kind of sucky, but not
passable.
Full suck,
not maybe ass.
Passable. Yeah, passable.
Yeah, Logan Wilson is. I don't know what he is at this point. He fell out of favor in Cincinnati, but he's better than anything you currently have at linebacker. It's better than Kenneth
Absolutely.
Murray. So kudos to them only giving up a 7th-round pick for him.
Yeah. I mean, that helps. And, yeah, I think some of the things they did last night, and I haven't really gotten too deep in it just yet on the All-22, not that I can really break it down like a true, you know, NFL analyst or anything, but I wanted to look back at some of the five-man front things that they did last night, which – up until third down, it was better, wasn't it?
Yeah,
against
pressure.
The run,
yeah,
and pressure,
yeah,
and okay,
and
yeah, it's in other words, I do feel better today than I did last night about 11 o'clock when I was just I thought last night was the game that we've all not every season, but just about every season since 1996. There's a moment in November and December or December where you just think, okay, not this year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This really doesn't mean anything for the rest of the way, or even, you know, some of those McCarthy teams that were on their way to 12 wins. You really wondered about them and you didn't have a great feeling about it. I still don't have a great feeling about this team, but you're right. Mino Mino. I don't think anyone thought, well, yeah, this is a contending team this year. Just show us something. Show us something for the future. And you've got a draft pick, an extra draft pick, and now you've acquired a really good young defensive lineman. All right. Maybe something comes out of this because as of this morning, I thought this was just another wasted season.
Would you be willing to put a job hawk on the season?
Ooh, yeah.
Because it was that.
You
was
know,
it
the
after
record,
the? Was it after the Amari Cooper trade?
They were 3-5. Yep. Mm.
They were 3-5. It's almost the same exact record.
And they were kind of just one player away at that point. Now you kind of need a whole different secondary and offensive line and quite a bit more. I think it's a little bit different this year.
Yeah. Okay. So 8 games left. You're going to have to win 6 of them.
There's
no way they could win 6 of 8. Is there even with all this? I don't think so.
Well, the Jeb Hawk fueled that run.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking you right now in front of God and the P1 Nation.
I'm not going to pressure you, but if you want, you look good with the Jeb Hawk.
I think you do.
You looked
really
kind of badass.
Bad.
Yeah, you looked
it
awesome.
It really wasn't that bad.
And the Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year, too.
No, they didn't.
Oh, my bad. Well, NFC Championship game, right?
They gave us a good run. And that's...
No, they didn't. Yeah, they gave us something to watch in the second half. And the whole way, it was like... the whole way, it was like, okay, could they make it? Could Jubb have to get a hawk? And the whole time, I was thinking, nah, there's no way. There's no way.
Let's run it back. It's been 7 years or whatever it's been.
It has been. Yeah, it's been 7 years.
You don't have to get up as early so you have more time to form it in the morning. I mean, I don't see the downside here, George.
Let me at least say it's a possibility.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
I'm willing to say that. It's a possibility.
By this time next week, we need an answer. We have a bye. I'll let you mull it over, see what the missus thinks. Because I'm sure she probably was pretty jazzed by it the first time.
You know? She thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
See?
When did you start getting nervous about it that time? What season was that? 2018?
18.
It was the 2018 like, season.
Was it the first win where you're like, oh, crap. They got a win here.
Yeah, they did turn it on pretty quickly offensively.
After they strung a few together. But see, that's what makes me think this can't. Can you see this team winning 4 out of 5?
No. Not at all. That's why you just need to, at this moment, right now, just throw it out there and just dare God. Dare God him? To put the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Stop it, him. Let me mull it over. Let me mull it over.
Right. How about just like a butt tattoo or something? Like, did you see the Kike Hernandez picture with, I think it was Kirby Yates. We don't know who it is, but somebody had a butt tattoo of the commissioner's trophy. So you could just do like a moose on your butt or something.
One that I could just lower my pants just a little bit and you could see it.
Yeah.
Just a little peekaboo.
Yeah. Or just mid cheek. Just right there. And you could wear assless chaps to ticket stock.
I don't think I'm ever going. I can't have the bravery of Sean. I don't think I'm ever going to do the tattoo.
It's not that bad, dude. Mm. It doesn't hurt.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Just don't get it on your foot or like a bone. You'll be fine. You got plenty of
beef. Foot hurts?
Yeah. Like if you do it on a bone, it's supposed to hurt. Mm. But I got it on the meat of my back. We're good.
You got a whole box score. Part of that had to hurt.
Come on.
Courage.
It took a while.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to. I'm not saying tattoos don't look cool on other people, but I just, I don't think I'm ever going to do the tattoo.
UNT?
Ooh. Yeah, get scrappy.
Okay, now.
Are we talking playoffs or are we talking natty?
UNT's in the final.
If they go to the playoffs as the American Athletic Conference champion. Yeah, now maybe we're talking.
Okay. You got a full Mesta Maker like the Steve-O tat on your back?
I like how
just
within
the eagle. What do we call that? That diving eagle. What are we calling that?
It's not the flying worm. That was from the 70s. I guess whatever it is now.
Whatever we're calling that.
The diving scrappy? I don't know.
Diving scrappy? Whatever that is.
I like how
maybe
you just went from, I'm never getting a tattoo. It doesn't look good on me. UNT? Okay, UNT, let's go.
George, how about
maybe,
this?
Maybe, there's a path.
How about I get a matching one if they go to the playoff?
Okay.
That'll be number two for me.
And then we'll go to the playoff game together.
Yes. And get on ABC.
Are you gonna get the box score, Sean?
No, not the box score.
He'll get the full roster.
Yeah, the full play-by-play.
Just Mesta Maker's passing lines.
Yeah.
It's not outrageous because they could certainly win out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd like another shot at South Florida, and I think they could beat Memphis. It's not totally outrageous.
No, not at all.
Man.
We're getting votes now.
How about the fact that they sunk Navy? How about that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Handled Navy.
Destroyed them.
All right, good.
So we got they're off this week, right? UAB.
Yeah, we're
the 15th.
Off. And then UAB.
Without Trent Dilfer anymore. They ran him out of town. Okay, good. George is getting a UNT tattoo if we go to the playoffs.
Let's go. We'll continue to track this. George, that was fun today. It was a Cowboys loss, but we had good things to talk about. Always
that
fun.
That was fun. How about that? Jerry actually went out and did something.
Yeah, he's learning.
And he didn't concentrate on gas wells. He actually did something or proved something.
Okay.
Let's go being
a gambler. All right, George, let's do this again.
On.
Yeah, let's do it again next week. Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's go.
There he goes, George Dunham. Some afternoon job.